From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shereen Seward. Central Wisconsin's dairy industry is shaped by large factory farms that dominate the landscape in Marathon, Taylor, and Clark counties. These operations depend on migrant workers to keep running, often under difficult conditions. I'm joined today by Francisco Guerrero with the Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service to talk about the role of workers on these farms and the challenges they face. Welcome, Francisco.
Thank you, Shereen. It's a pleasure to be here.
A lot of people assume migrant workers are in the country illegally. What is the reality?
The reality is that a large number of them are undocumented. Part of that is true. At the same time, for a farm owner that is employing undocumented immigrants, there is not an easy path for them to kind of help them straight up the paperwork. There is not an easy solution to that problem. There is a need for a workforce in the dairy industry. In the past, that workforce came from Europe, but today come from Central America, South America, and other countries. It's because of the labor that we have today is that Wisconsin has a dairy industry. They play a fundamental role in the dairy industry today. If you go to a dairy farm today in Wisconsin, from the smallest to the largest, every single one of them, or most of them, will have Latino workers. They play a crucial role in the industry. This is like a phenomenon that has been happening for the last 20 years, that Latino workers enter the workforce in the dairy industry. And if 20 years went by, now we're not talking of just a workforce. Now we're talking of a trained workforce. Because over the years, you gain experience. You know how to work with animals. You know how to milk them, how to take care of them. So if the industry decide that that labor force is not important, it's not that you're losing the workforce. Now you're losing a trained workforce, because when you go to these dairy farms, there is people at the farm that they have been at a farm for more than 10 years, more than 15 years. And that's knowledge. That is technical knowledge that the state has right now that we have to continue cultivating. We have trained labor in Wisconsin. There have to be a way that commonly as a state, we can find a better solution to this problem.
How do immigration policies shape the reality of hiring and keeping workers on farms here?
In the dairy industry and in the agricultural world, dairy industry is considered a permanent job. So it's not that a farmer can bring H-2B visa or temporary worker from other countries to work at a farm, because the farm doesn't stop. It's year-round, 24/7, 365 days a year. Compared to, for example, maybe a potato farm that or a ginseng farm that is temporary, they can bring H-2B workers to work at the farm because it's only a seasonal work. The dairy industry doesn't have that, and they don't have a better solution than the one that they're using right now. Not having a solution and not being a temporary job is not something that the farm can bring a temporary worker either, because you need trained labor. And if you bring someone for also a 9-month period and that crew changes every year you have to provide new training. And sometimes the farm require expertise, especially on the day-to-day operation. I mean, if you have expertise, then your farm runs smoother. If you have someone that is coming for a 9-month period and then next year you have someone else, you have to spend time training them. And that is not going to help the farm to run smooth in the way that they do now.
Some critics say that factory farms exploit labor when they hire migrants. How do you respond to that concern?
When it comes to that, we've been very fortunate to see kind of the opposite in some cases, in the sense that we see employers taking care of their workers. But at the same time, like in any industry, there is also bad actors that they can use a worker and they can abuse that. And for that, we also need a safe place for people to report those abuse without being afraid that maybe being deported because you're undocumented. And I think that plays a role on those reports that can maybe show who are the bad actors in the industry. But at the same time, I think Wisconsin dairy industry is a very good industry that is trying to move forward and trying to train their workforce. And we don't have to worry about the good ones. We have to see what can we do to identify the bad actors that are not doing that and are abusing the labor of the Latino workers.
How is the increased fear of deportation affecting farm operations in our area now?
I think farm owners probably are concerned and worry about it. One of the main jobs done by the Latinos is the milking. When we talk about milking, that is an industry that doesn't stop. You're milking the cows 24/7. And if you don't have that workforce, who's going to show up to do that job? It's not an easy job. So then I think that the farm owner is concerned about, I think the industry is concerned about that, because if you don't have the workforce, then you're not going to be able to harvest the product that you work so hard to produce, which is the milk. I mean, if you go to any farm today and you look at the milking parlor, that looks Latino. That is Latino work.
What do you think needs to happen from a policy standpoint to ensure that farms in central Wisconsin continue to secure the workers they need to survive?
I think Wisconsin legislature need to realize that we have trained workers at a very demanding industry that, yes, maybe they are undocumented, but they have the knowledge, they have the passion and the love for the work they do. They contribute to Wisconsin economy at a large number. This is not a small number. These are significant contribution. This is the pride of Wisconsin. We need that heart to keep beating. And in order for us to keep that heart beating, we need the work of the Latino workers. The state need to recognize that this labor is not something that you wanna let go to another state. Because if we do that, then we are not gonna have a dairy industry anymore.
Francisco Guerrero, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.